Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced transition section in Ableton Live 12 for that pirate radio, jungle, old school D&B energy, the kind of moment that feels raw, urgent, slightly chaotic, but still locked enough to smash straight into the drop. We are not just making a riser here. We're building a full transition system. That means breakbeat movement, atmosphere, snare lifts, reverse fragments, bass teasing, and arrangement decisions that all work together like a live set being thrown through a hot, unstable transmission. So think like a producer, but also think like a performer. This section should feel like it's evolving in real time. First, choose your transition zone. For this example, we're working with 16 bars before the drop. That gives us enough room to build tension properly without rushing it. A good way to hear the shape is to think of it in 4-bar chapters. The first 4 bars are sparse and filtered. The next 4 add movement. Bars 9 to 12 increase pressure. Then the final 4 bars tighten everything up and hand the listener straight into the drop. That chapter approach matters, because jungle and drum and bass transitions often hit harder when they don't reveal everything at once. The energy comes from contrast, not just density. Now let's build the breakbeat foundation. Drag your break into an audio track. If you've got an amen, think, Apache, or something in that classic break family, great. In Ableton Live 12, you can right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track for more control. Use transient slicing so the groove stays flexible. If you need to warp, do it carefully. The point is not to sterilize the break. The point is to keep the movement and attitude intact. For jungle and old-school D&B, somewhere around 160 to 175 BPM makes sense, but more important than the number is the feel. Don't over-quantize. Let the break breathe. A little asymmetry is part of the power. For processing, start with drum bus if you want some grime and weight. Keep the drive modest, maybe somewhere around 5 to 15%. Use crunch if you want more bite. And don't overdo boom if your sub is already doing the job. Then add saturator for a bit of soft clipping and harmonics. A small drive boost can make the break cut through without making it sound artificial. Finish with EQ8 to clean up the sub rumble and any boxy buildup in the low mids. One really important teacher note here, don't make the break too perfect. The whole pirate radio vibe lives in that slightly rough, lived-in movement. If everything is too tight, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a loop. Next, add ghost notes and microchops. This is where the transition starts to feel alive. Duplicate your break MIDI clip, then carve out a variation. Remove a few main hits and keep ghosted snare tails, little kick fragments, tiny hat flams, and odd percussion details. Shift a few notes slightly off-grid. Not enough to sound sloppy, just enough to sound human and urgent. In Live 12, the note chance feature can be really useful here if you use it carefully. You can also use velocity changes and the groove pool to add swing without flattening the rhythm. A light MPC-style groove can work really well, but keep the groove strength moderate. You want the break to pulse, not wobble uncontrollably. A useful mindset is this. The transition should feel like it's accelerating, even if the tempo doesn't change. That's the magic of density, placement, and note variation. Now we bring in the atmosphere. This is where the pirate radio world really opens up. Add a background texture layer. It could be vinyl crackle, radio hiss, a field recording, a bit of room tone, or filtered noise. Keep it subtle, but make it intentional. We are not adding a giant cinematic pad. We are adding heat shimmer, tape hiss, and broadcast dust. A simple stock chain works well here. Try atmosphere sample into auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then hybrid reverb. Start with a filter cut low, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the source. Add a little resonance, but not enough to whistle. Then automate the cutoff slowly upward over the transition. If you want motion, a slow LFO on the filter can make it feel like the texture is breathing. Use echo instead of huge reverbs when you want a more controlled, punchy feel. Short, filtered delays keep the space alive without washing out the groove. Hybrid reverb is great for a small room or plate feel, but keep the mix low. The atmosphere should feel like a hot room full of gear and smoke, not like a cathedral. Now for one of the most important transition elements in jungle and old-school D&B, the snare lift. This is where you get that rude, driving tension. Start with a clean snare that has a strong transient. Layer a clap or a rim if you want extra bite. Then process the stack with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and a bit of reverb or hybrid reverb. For the pattern, don't start too busy. Begin with snare hits every 2 beats, then move to every beat, then increase to 8th notes as the end approaches. If you want a short roll or flam near the final bars, that can work beautifully. Automation is key here. Open the filter, increase the reverb send, raise the distortion drive slightly, and if the snare needs more urgency, a small pitch rise over 4 bars can make a big difference. A common mistake is making the snare build too glossy or too EDM-like. If it starts sounding like a festival riser, pull it back. Keep the transient close and the reverb controlled. Jungle tension works best when it feels rude and physical, not polished. Next, add reverse break fragments. These are classic for a reason. They create that sucking, pulling motion into the drop. Duplicate a chopped break hit, reverse it, and line it up so it lands on the next snare or impact point. Reverse snares, ghost hits, crash tails, or tiny kick-to-snare fragments all work well. Process the reverse hit through auto filter, echo, and reverb. Start with the filter dark, then open it over the bar. Keep the delay feedback low enough that it doesn't clutter the drop. This technique really shines when the reverse fragment feels like it's being dragged forward by the incoming bass line. Now we tease the bass. This is an important balance point. You want the listener to feel the pressure building underneath, but you don't want to give away the full drop too early. You've got a few options here. One option is a sub swell. Use operator, wave eatable, or a resampled sine note. Keep the attack soft, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, and let the decay or automation ramp carry the motion. Keep the filter low enough to avoid clicks, and add only a little saturation so it still reads on smaller speakers. Another option is a bass stab teaser. Take a short slice of the drop bass, low pass it, reduce the sub, and slowly open the cutoff toward the end. Or, if you're using a Reese, tease a narrow filtered fragment with the width controlled carefully using utility. The key is to hint at power without unloading the whole weapon. If the bass teaser starts fighting the drums, sidechain it lightly or keep the low end disciplined. In this style, one element should own the bottom at a time. If everything tries to own the sub, the groove loses authority. Now add impact shaping. The final bars before the drop need punch, not just noise. A short crash, a single impact, maybe a low tom or sub drop, and possibly a vocal tag if the track calls for it. Keep it short and decisive. In jungle, the space before the drop matters almost as much as the hit itself. Use EQ8 to clean out mud below 30 Hz, tame 200 to 500 Hz if the impact feels cloudy, and add a little top shelf if it needs air. Saturator can help the hit speak on smaller systems. If the transient isn't punchy enough, sometimes the best fix is not more processing, but a better sample, a different start point, or layering a click or rim underneath. Now we automate the energy rise. This is where the section becomes a real musical story. Open the filter on the break gradually. Increase resonance slightly near the end. Raise the reverb send on selected drum hits. Let delay feedback rise on reverse effects. Increase saturation drive slowly so the section feels like it's heating up. Open the width on effects layers a little. Bring the bass teaser up only in the final 4 bars. The important thing is that this doesn't just get louder. It gets hotter, tighter, and more urgent. That's the difference between a generic build and a proper DNB transition. One of the strongest advanced techniques in Ableton is resampling your own transition. Set a new audio track to resampling, record the whole section in real time, and then edit that recording as one piece. This gives you natural glue, captures accidental magic, and makes the transition feel less programmed. It's especially good for pirate radio energy, because it preserves a little instability and performance feel. After resampling, only warp where necessary. Use slight EQ if needed, add utility for level control, and limiter if the peaks get too wild. Think of this as turning a multi-layered build into a single performance that you can shape like audio. Now for the final handoff into the drop. This is where you make the release feel inevitable. Cut the kick one beat early. Leave a snare, reverse tail, or filtered break fragment hanging in space. If the arrangement allows it, a half bar of silence before the drop can be devastating in the best way. You can also use a vocal tag or a radio-style sample, then hard cut into the next section. A classic jungle move is to strip almost everything away in the final bar. Leave only a snare roll, a break tail, a sub hit, and maybe one tiny FX blip. Then let the full drums and bass slam in. That contrast is what makes the drop feel massive. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overprocess the break until it loses life. Don't make the transition too clean. Don't build with just noise and forget the rhythm. Don't let the bass teaser mask the drums. And don't wash everything out with giant reverb tails right before the drop. Also, be careful with over-quantized swing. A little imperfection is part of the old-school character. Here are a few advanced variation ideas if you want to push this further. Try a call-and-response drum transition, where a busy break phrase answers a stripped-back phrase. or create a double time illusion by increasing percussion density in the final four bars without changing BPM. You can also fake a drop, pull it back, and then hit the real one a bar later. That teasing energy works very well in pirate radio style arrangements. Another nice move is to add a subtle polyrhythmic FX layer, like a 3-beat phrase over 4/4 or a delayed pattern that tilts against the grid. Keep it low in the mix. The point is tension, not obvious complexity. And if you want the section to feel more like a finished composition, use 4-bar chaptering. Let each chapter introduce a new idea. Maybe the first 4 bars are sparse and smoky, the next 4 bring in anticipation, the next 4 raise pressure, and the final 4 strip back and frame the drop. That structure gives the listener a clear sense of movement.